The creature snarled.
And you bear the jerchief. I'll kill you. I'm not afraid to kill like that river dog is.
Sorrow took a length of rope. Knotting it firmly around Jeboa's neck, she smiled grimly.
All Bragoon's the merciful one. I ain't so soft-hearted. I don't take no lip from cheeky-faced rats. Now take us to the water, or I'll make you wish me mate had killed you.
A swift kick to the rear set Jeboa moving.
Your water might be gone now. Dancing earth can shift streams down great cracks in the ground.
Sorrow flicked the rope against the back of his neck.
Ah, go and tell that to the frogs. Ye just get us there.
Cancelling all plans to sleep by day, the travellers broke camp and set off into the dry, hot morn. They kept glancing back as the entire gerbil rat pack continued to follow them. When Jeboa thrummed his foot paws, the rats drummed back in answer. He smirked at Sorrow.
Oh, tough beast, eh? Gerbil rats can go without water longer than you and the others. You'll weaken sooner or later, then my rats will slay you all, you'll see.
Sorrow jerked the rope sharply, causing Jeboa to fall on his own tail. She winked craftily at him.
Funny how you can't do two things at once. Seems every time you try, then you fall over.
Jeboa scrambled upright.
Stupid tree jumper, I can walk and talk.
Sorrow tugged the rope and pulled him over again.
Wrong. Every time you say something nasty, bump, down you go. But if you was to shout out that you can see water, you'd regain your sense of balance right away. Understand?
There was neither shade nor shadow when the sun was directly overhead. Horsey began complaining once more.
Oh, shed a tear for a thirsty young hare. And if it's wet, I'll drink it, what? I say, you chaps, wouldn't you just love to wet the old whistle at a cool running stream? If the odd fish swam by, then one could eat and drink at the same jolly old time, what? Phew, I'm so hot and dry that you could make a blanket of my tongue.
Fenner gave him a sharp nudge.
You're showing us up in front of those gerbil rats moaning and whining like that. They'll think we're soft and weak. Now try to behave like a redwaller and stop all that nonsense.
Horty stiffened his ears, saluted and stepped out smartly.
Right-ho, girl. Leave it to Hortwill Greybuck, his squire. I'll sing to the clod-faced old savages, what? Here goes.
Horty, with his talent for making up songs as he went, launched into an insulting ditty about gerbil rats. Fenner and Springall giggled as they joined in the refrain at the end of each verse.
Oh, a gerbil rat's a creature without one redeeming feature. Beware of him, pay heed to what I say. He'll sneak up on one quite sudden and devour one's pie or pudding. And he'll rob your plume in water any day.
Any day.
If one ever meets a gerbil, one must be extremely careful and keep one's drinks tight under lock and key. For 'tis a widely held belief that the scruffy little thief will sup every single drop quite happily.
Happily.
For a gerbil's just a rat who has never had a bath, so be careful that you stay upwind of him. 'Cause the smell would blow one's hat off, or put any decent rat off, and kill all the flies around the rubbish bin.
Rubbish bin.
Gerbil manners are disgraceful, they're so spiteful and ungrateful, so arrogant and sly and so unjust. Every ugly son and daughter is a stranger to bath water. Gerbils wallow round all day beneath the dust.
Beneath the dust.
Horty waved to the gerbil rats, who were squealing and drumming their foot paws angrily.
What ho, chaps! Sorry I can't warble any more for you. The old tongue's all swollen.
Sorrow halted Jeboa until the others caught up with her.
This sun is getting too much. Let's take a rest, mates.
Shading their heads beneath the cloaks, they squatted on the hot earth. Dozing off was unavoidable in the intense heat. Late afternoon shadows were lengthening. As Sorrow was jerked awake, Jeboa had gnawed through the rope. He sped off in a wide arc, trying to get back to the other gerbil rats. The squirrel chased after him, shouting out,
"Grab him, Horty, he's loose!"
Quick off the mark, the young hare gave chase. He was reaching out to grab Jiboa when a piercing shriek came from above. Jiboa threw himself flat, but thought he was knocked ears over scut by a massive shape. A great buzzard, chocolate and white plumed, snatched Jiboa up in its fierce hooked talons. It bore him off squeaking high into the blue. Three more of the deadly predators swooped down on the gerbil rat pack, each one seizing a victim, as the rest tried vainly to burrow into the dust. Then they were gone. The rest of them fled westward, thrumming and wailing fearfully. Then there was silence.